Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everyone. Matt's Mutt Corner is back. So if you don't want to hear him read some salacious little passages, it's from 44:34 to 47:46. Enjoy. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm sitting next to Maggie.
Hi.
Who's sitting across from Matthew.
Hello.
Who's sitting next to our podcast producer, Ray Ray.
Hi.
And today we're coming at you live from the Bustafeld household. We were going to be at the office, but they're filming Escape the Kitchen, and it just really didn't work out. To film at the office, so we decided to have a cozy
chaos monster
podcast here. Bowie. What do you have to
say? Bowie's here. Bowie here is, too.
Yeah. Attacking and Matt.
My baby Bobo. I remember when Bobo was so tiny.
He was so little, and now he was
like a little gopher boy.
He's still pretty little in comparison to other Australian shepherds.
He's way bigger than my dogs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He's like 20 cat. Kims.
I know. When he met Pesto, he was like Pesto size, remember?
Yeah.
Small.
Yeah.
So small.
Does he fit on a plane?
He fits in a bag.
Train, plane, underneath. Automobile.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Can't
he
stop him.
Fits in a plane underneath.
In a bag. Yeah, he does. But
it's all fur.
It's all.
I was about to say.
Fuzz.
Oh my god.
When you give
you
him
better
a bag,
buy that whole row.
It's all fur.
Honestly, big personality needs the whole row. For sure.
Big dog energy.
Yes.
Yes, we're at Maggie's house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How are you guys? You guys have been here before, of course.
Of course. Stink pot, no. Bowie really wants to come up by me.
He
and
loves
he smells laughs. Bad. And I can't do it. I've only had coffee this nice. Morning. You're beautiful, but he looks dry, but he smells wet.
Went outside this morning
for
a walk.
It's from the dew from the grass.
Well, he needs to...
The dew, the morning dew.
He needs
dew.
To wipe his paws off when he comes in the house.
Becky's going to get him
Becky,
some doggy shoes.
Showing.
I'm going to get you some shoes.
Come here, Bo.
I feel like people say...
Some
like,
stilettos.
Dogs always do find the person that's like, no, don't touch me right now.
Like, you need love.
It's I true. Do love cuddling him, but he usually doesn't smell wet.
Yeah, I know. He's a little funky this morning, but it's okay.
He got a little funk to him.
Yeah.
A little funk to him.
Cute.
But yeah, we've all been to Maggie's before. Yeah. I haven't been here in a while. You guys painted?
Yeah.
We painted. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. It's a light pink. It's like so subtle that most people don't even realize it.
Yeah.
Until they're like sitting in like broad daylight and they're like, it's pink.
It's pink house.
It's pink in here.
It's amazing how pink can just transform a space. You don't even 100%. Need to do a lot to a space, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of the easy things. Just paint it.
Some paint.
Just paint it.
Yeah, we wanted to do crown molding, but we have a very ugly air conditioner vent right there. So it like interrupts the crown molding, sadly.
I mean, there's a solution there's a solution for everything.
True. Yeah.
Maybe they have crown. What is crown molding?
Crown molding is just like.
It's baseboards for your ceiling.
Think about like.
Another thing to clean.
Think about.
Truth or truth,
keep,
actually.
Keep it away, Maggie. Don't do it.
Think about a cake.
Okay.
Think about piping. You think like a vintage cake and like the border kind of thing. It's just like a
like
detail.
The poofy?
Yeah. That's like kind of what crown molding
like the
is. I mean, there's different
the cake,
styles
you know?
Of crown molding. You could do very simple, but then you could get very like ornate. You mostly see ornate in like different style.
The most modern is people don't do anything. They go in instead of out, you know?
Oh, are you a minimalist or maximalist?
No, I don't know, Matt.
I kind of like more minimal actually. Because like even just like a baseboard, like a baseboard like this. Is like pretty minimal, but then now when people build houses, there's no baseboard and they actually go in.
Oh,
like, you know, so the walls are kind of like floating.
No, I don't know what that means. What do you mean?
I've never seen that. Yeah,
like, you know how the baseboard comes out, like you put it on top.
Oh, I've never seen that.
So they have, they like indent into the drywall.
Whoa.
So then it looks like the wall is kind of like more floating on the
floor, you know?
That's so cool.
That's wild.
Yeah. So the more modern is like,
I feel like it'd be easier to clean. There's no ledge. The ledge is opposite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would create a good shadow.
Yeah.
I don't like cleaning the baseboards.
So you like see, and it makes the room feel like it goes like a little more, you know?
Ooh.
Now you have beautiful flowers on the table.
Yeah.
She made them.
I went to a floral arranging workshop this weekend. Tis the season.
Our resident expert.
Yeah.
Our
resident flower girl.
I love flowers.
Are the flowers really better now? Like the spring flowers?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I did not think about spring flowers when I got married in February. And I learned the hard, not the hard way. We had beautiful flowers. But I was like, oh my gosh, I can't. Like dahlias are my favorite flowers.
And I didn't know
the season. The season is over and they're harder to grow because they grow in bulbs instead of seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So like they have to have like the perfect moisture balance.
Perennials kind of and stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy. Have you been to the flower market downtown though?
I have.
The LA flower market is insane.
It's crazy.
It's huge.
Is it busy?
Oh my, well, it depends what time you go. Like, it's busiest at early, like 5 a.m. Like, so.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
I know.
You go early. Like, the experts, like the professionals go at like really early.
There's
like
one 3 a.m. booth that I really like. One of the owners that works there, and his booth is open from 2 a.m. to like 11:30. I was like, 2 a.m.? He's like, yeah, if people are doing events and things like
they
that.
They want the good stuff.
Well, I guess, if something like if you had
price
like a
choice, price pick.
Morning wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
or if like you're just doing some sort of like morning brunch event, I'm sure the florists and the floral professionals have to get there super early to get everything. I'm sure they like set it before too. But
an 8 a.m. wedding. I maybe would prefer to go at 2 a.m. than 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I feel like it might be
stay
easier
up versus wake up at that point seems like way more painful.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I'm a wake up.
Go to bed at 10.
Yeah.
Instead.
That's actually what Keith and I did when Henny was first born. I went to bed at like 6 or 7 and Keith stayed up until 2 or 3.
Oh, wow.
And then we would switch because it was easier for him to stay up. I was like, I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah. I have to sleep.
And it was easier for me to be awake during.
Yeah.
So my day started at like 3 a.m. I was like, I'm up. I'm ready.
Oh, that's a benefit to like having opposite kind of internal clocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Biology.
Yeah.
Yeah. Waking up at 3 a.m. and having like 3 hours until the sun comes up.
It was a lot. It was tough.
Yeah.
It was like tough. That.
Yeah. I mean, Matt, you did night shifts at the hospital.
Yeah.
Which is like similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of just messing. It's like supposed to be really bad for your mental health.
Oh my gosh. I just like caught up with a friend who has been doing night shifts since we both graduated nursing school and she loves it. She's like, it is so nice. She's like, I can get up at like, I'll go to sleep at 9 a.m. and then I'll wake up at 1 on my off days and just like, boop, boop, boop. She does have 2 toddlers. So I think she does enjoy going home and like taking them to preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleeping and then waking up, picking them up from preschool and having time with them going to work. I was like, oh my gosh. She's like, it's
like
perfect
for
my schedule.
It's a good schedule. Yeah. If they're gone, then you can sleep.
And then, but she's so sleep deprived. I was like, how are you so sleep deprived? She's like, it really just does not affect me. I was like, kudos to you, girl.
Oh my!
You are so strong.
She must just be like so in her routine. It's like she gets really good sleep.
Mm-hmm. She changed her
when
clock.
She does it. But I feel like it would be nice because then your schedule is opposite of everyone.
Yeah.
It's like you go to the grocery store, it's not going to be busy.
True.
You know what I mean?
That's
it's like traffic to your job. 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So easy.
That's true. I went to Trader Joe's right when they opened. Like I think they were doing also like earlier hours for like immunocompromised / older people. And I was like, well, a baby, like a NICU baby, that's immunocompromised and I have to take them with me. Yeah. So I would go like at 7 a.m. to Trader Joe's. I would just strap him on me. It was the most joyous like experience of my life.
Yeah. That's when I would
Trader
grocery
Joe's
shop.
Is like scary and small and gives me a panic attack. But this was like, I could look at things. I could read the back of something. I was like,
the 30,000 ingredients in one box.
That's not a Trader Joe's, Matt. It's only look at their corn chips. It's just corn.
Corn. Where did the chips come from then, Becky?
Chip Jesus. Chip Jesus. WWCJD. CJD. What would Chip Jesus do? He births.
I'm gonna get
them.
You a bracelet that says that.
Wait, what is Chip Jesus? I've heard of this through
Someone else said chip Jesus. I know there was like a Jesus on a chip once, I think.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
I think the face of Jesus.
That was like a thing on the internet.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It like looked like Jesus.
Obviously grilled Jesus. Glee
grilled Jesus. I think it was like kind of that vibe of grilled Jesus.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Trader Joe's. I love Trader Joe's, but the amount of people is so overwhelming. So having that pure, just the good, no bad parking lot.
Well, what's your favorite Trader Joe's product?
Builds though. I went to go visit my parents and they had just put a Trader Joe's. Like we had not have a Trader Joe's growing up close whatsoever. It was like a 30-minute drive at minimum.
It's like a West Coast thing.
And I went in. It's so nice. They have a great parking lot. Granted, it is in like a big old shopping complex, but it is 4 times the size of the ones that we're used to here. I'm always trying to park in a neighborhood whenever I go to the Trader Joe's in LA. Mm. Yeah. I do not want to go into that parking lot if I don't have to.
No.
Yeah. It's always a nightmare.
Yeah.
But I love their snacks. I will keep coming back.
What's your favorite snack? What's your favorite thing to get there?
Staple. Let's see. They have these like, as of lately, I've been getting just like the traditional mochi chips. I like throwing them on salads, or sometimes I'm just watching TV and I'll just guzzle them as like a little snack.
I'll put them in my gullet.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
They had
a spicy version too, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna love the spicy version. It did not do it for me. The mini traditional mochi chip. So good.
Oh, I've seen those, but I have not indulged.
Do it.
My favorite, I get a bag every time I go just to have it in the freezer, is they have like the frozen Yonki. But everyone loves like the sage, butter sage one, whatever. No, I like the original Sorrentino one. It's so good. Yum. It's just whenever you want that like tomato saucy, like really chewy pasta-y thing really fast.
Never had that.
Toss it on the stove. Like, 3 minutes, you're ready.
Yum.
My favorite, thanks for asking, is...
weird knows what yours is. Corn chips.
Next. Corn chips. Corn chips.
I do really like their lady corn chips. From a corn fed
I love
place.
Corn in all its forms. What do I love? Oh, the ice cream cones, the mini ice cream cones, but only the chocolate chip flavor. I think the other ones are trash.
Like that you would put ice cream in, or
no,
is it like
they have mini cones? They're like little,
so
like
cute.
You know the old fashioned, like you know the old fashioned drumstick. You know an old fashioned drumstick. Yeah. It's a drumstick, but it's itty, and you could just.
And at the bottom, there's like a little chocolate.
There's a little chocolate at the bottom. They're so good. Really good.
They have some really without good. Ice cream because they don't have a dairy-free option as far as I'm aware of. So I have the mini cones, just the cone, the chocolate, and then I do like a miniature like little scoop of my own chocolate. Ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
Plug and play.
Plug and play.
Plug and play.
You gotta.
Committed.
Yeah. You gotta.
All right. Well, we are doing some trivia today. So all
it's
things.
Trivia.
Try Guys Office, Try Guys Lore.
Love.
Lore.
Jamie Lee Curtis is going to come in and do our Try Guys Trivia theme song. Do you remember her old Activia?
Yes.
I love Jamie Lee Curtis. I think she's a good Nepo
baby.
Amazing.
She's talented too.
She's very talented.
She's talented. She acknowledges her Nepo babyism and she's a great parent.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She's a great actress.
Yeah. And that's really all I want from Nepo babies is to be like, yeah, it was easier for me.
Yeah.
And then it's fine.
100%.
Then I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Don't fight it.
As long as I say it was easy, I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid was like talking about Jack Quaid the other day. And he was like, I mean, I wanted him to use my agent, but he wanted to do it on his own. I'm like, yeah, I think being the very poster child of Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid's child, I think he'll get his own agent, daddy. I think it'll be okay.
No issues.
He did it on his own, all by himself.
All by himself. But you know, I like him too.
I
think
also
he's cute.
Really like him.
He's cute.
All right. So we've got a little Jeopardy game. It's not actually Jeopardy. It's just the easiest way to read it.
Okay.
But so essentially we've got questions about lore, questions about videos, staff trivia, and random slash for fun.
Oh my gosh.
I love this.
I feel like I'm gonna be bad.
What do we win?
Oh my gosh. We win the pastries that Nat brought. You get to eat
your
pastries.
You get all one bite out of every pastry before anyone else.
You get a pan au chocolat.
So Matt.
The crown jewel.
Which category you want to do first?
We're going to do lore for 100.
Lore for 100?
Wow.
I hope
off.
It's different like Lauren's. Like it's Lauren DIY. Lore DIY.
That would be really funny.
That would be so good. How did the infamous chandelier break?
Oh my gosh. Do you not know?
Matt,
I don't even know.
Dang, dang, dongle.
I know. I told you I'm the worst. I forget everything.
You don't have very good long-term memory.
I have horrible long-term memory. It's probably an issue. The thing is, you
probably need to speak to someone about this.
The thing is, I have really, really good short-term memory.
Really?
Yeah.
Like how short?
Like I'll be able to do all these things all day and I'll remember every single little thing, everything, a person I meet like at an event or something. I'll remember like everything really well, but then my recall for like what happened months ago are like white noise. Mm.
You know, like it relaxes him to think about memories. Matt's actually like living in a simulation where like the day before always gets deleted. We've actually done this podcast like five times.
Like I'm on the Truman Show or something. Yes. Some version of that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So we all carry around different stressors, big and small. It could be family conflicts, friend conflicts. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. We love therapy here at You Can Sit With Us. We think it's a great space to kind of just have time dedicated to yourself to talk to someone who's non-biased and kind of talk through some of the issues that you're going through day to day that do come up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sitwithus today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sitwithus.
Yes, I love that.
Do you have a hard time with like facial recognition now that you're older and have met so many more different people?
No.
I feel like that's like a new thing that's starting to happen with me. I don't know why. It's freaking me out though, but it's been like multiple times where I'll be out and I'll be with like a college friend. They'll be like, "Do you remember this ex-professor?" And I'm like, "Yes, but I cannot recall the face."
Oh.
Or I'll just recognize people in the wild. And I do not know if like I've met this person at school or at university.
Yeah.
I was just like, I know this person, but like I have no facial, like I cannot pinpoint it. And that's happening as of late. That was not a thing before.
You're an old maiden now.
I know.
I'm the opposite. I'll think I see people that I know. Like I'll see someone and they kind of look like them and I'm like, oh my God, but then it's not that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
Which I feel like is more dangerous because then you think you're going to go up and talk to them. They're like, oh my God, that's actually not them. And you get closer, you know?
Yeah.
Like you think you see, you know, you think you recognize someone.
Yeah.
So it's the opposite problem.
Okay.
I have the opposite problem. You can't even think of their face. And I think of
everyone's everyone.
Face too much.
Yes.
You know, a good swing for that is if you ever run into someone and you're like, I feel like I've met you before, but I'm not sure if I have. I always say, oh my God, so nice to see you again.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then it makes them feel bad if they don't. Uh-huh. They're like,
only ever had one person say to me, we've never met. And I was like, that's so weird. Maybe I've just watched you a lot and I feel like we met.
It's bold of them to say we've never met.
I feel like I say good to see you a lot, too.
It's kind of mean.
And I feel like it's really, people normally don't be like, I have not met you before.
Yeah. I wasn't good to see you. It's like, it is good.
Yeah. I wasn't saying that I did. I was just saying it's nice to see you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's nicer to acknowledge that you've maybe met someone before than... Always introduce yourself. Ooh. There was someone at BuzzFeed. I will not name names.
Ooh.
Introduce themselves to me no less than 5 times.
That's
tough. And I was like,
I know.
I have met you. We've spoken.
Yeah.
This is the 5th time I'm meeting you. But yeah, I'll go along with this again.
Oh no.
Hi, I'm Becky.
From the top.
You should just tell him a different name every time.
I'm funny. Susan.
I'm Lazy Susan.
I'm Jessica. Lazy Susan.
Drag Race reference.
Yeah.
All right. Becky and Maggie, do you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got it?
Yes.
Tell me.
A chicken nugget hit it. Correct?
Yes.
At a live show. It was being tossed. I'm pretty sure it was Keith who tossed.
Yeah. He threw chicken.
Yeah. He threw chicken.
A drumstick.
A drumstick and a bunch of little beads. Fell and hang and the audience were aghast.
I'm so glad it didn't all come down on top of the audience.
Oh my gosh.
100% like, because they would have died. Yeah. It was like a real chandelier.
I feel like if a chicken tender hit a chandelier and it all fell down, we have bigger issues.
That's true.
Like, well, who cleared this?
Truth. Truth.
Chicken tenders aren't that heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Becky, lore, video staff, random for fun.
Okay, I'm going to go with random for fun. Okay.
Which galaxy are we in?
The Milky Way, right?
Yes.
I just watched Three Body Problems, so I'm like, the Milky Way.
The Milky Way. Yeah, I don't think I would have gotten that. I think when I read it, I was like, I guess.
Well, what other galaxies do you know offhand? That's kind of what I went with.
I don't think
I could name any other galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is another galaxy? I think I just think of the candy too much.
But true. Love the Milky Way.
But Maggie, what's your category?
I'm gonna do video first. Okay.
What game did the Try Guys play with K-pop sensation The Boys?
I know that they recorded a video where they ate cake, mm-hmm. or maybe not cake, but I'm trying to remember what game.
That's the game.
That's the game? Is mm-hmm. it cake?
Is it cake?
What is? Is it cake?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. What's your favorite Try Guys video? What's the best one you think they did?
I mean, deep cut, I really like drag.
Yeah. That was the first one that came to my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was probably so fun. One of my favorites. What other ones? I thought the dirty tour was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I like obviously Drunk vs. High. That's like a classic. Mm-hmm.
I love Escape the Kitchen. It was so
Escape
fun.
Escape the Kitchen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was really fun.
Yeah. The reason we're here is because they are shooting and The Office is amazing right
now.
Really?
It?
It's so cool. Like every room is like, well, I can't believe they did it.
I was so
it's crazy. I can't believe they pulled it off. It's like it's like three person team.
That was one of the videos that I did watch, and when it was like in color corrected yet, and I was just like hooked. I was hooked. I was like, this is so fun.
Whoever, yeah,
yeah, it was so fun.
I'm excited for this next season. Matt, what do you want to do?
I feel like you want me to do staff for 100.
I don't care.
Because that's where your pointer is off.
Oh. Rainy's going to hurt you if you don't.
No, I'm not going to know.
Will left his burrito in his car for how many days before eating it?
Ew.
Will.
Is there rice in there?
There was rice and there was meat.
Oh.
Yeah, wait, why is your concern
I'm
the
gonna
rice?
I'm going to say 4 days.
Because rice, like, if you leave rice out to... There was like a headline about this like a couple months ago where there was... I'm pretty sure it was a young man ate rice that had sat on his counter for I think like a week or something like that, and the bacterial load multiplies like exponentially every hour that rice is out.
I feel and like so why would you
if put your rice
is
in the fridge.
Hot and you put it on the counter,
but rice especially is
it
like
needs
one
to go
of
in
them.
The fridge.
Yeah,
that's a good
people
that's
be
good
nasty
rule of thumb. Yeah,
food safety though,
if something changes temperature,
yeah.
There's apparently a very small window, though, where you're not getting crazy bacteria from food. I watched, Adam Ruins Everything? I think did a thing about food safety.
Yeah. A lot of people say, like, don't refrigerate and reuse rice. And I do it all the time, but I try not to, like, do it. Reheat it.
Yeah.
Heat it.
It's supposed to be, just, like, so dangerous, which is really scary.
Emily Mariko, thanks a lot. She's killing a generation.
She's killing all of us.
She's killing all of us slowly with her ice cube rice.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I actually think that rice is kind of hard to make. Which
what?
I think it's kind of hard. I think it's harder than pasta.
You need a rice maker.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get the Instapot.
No, mm-hmm. It's scary, Rainy. Don't do it. Just get a rice maker.
Oh.
Rice maker is one
just
of the
just get
settings.
A rice
they
cooker.
They cost, like, the same.
Yeah.
Instapot,
you
can
do so much more.
I love
my Instapot.
What are you making in your Instapot?
I make, there's like a one pot. It's like a chicken, potato, carrot.
Ooh.
And you can just like have like a like a green chili on top. It's so good. Yeah. It's very easy.
Yeah.
I made steamed artichokes last night in my Instapot.
Yum.
Oh, wow.
I love making shredded chicken because you know it's not going to dry out in your Instapot unless you like don't really follow a recipe. So good.
Yeah.
Stick your little cake mixer to that. Mm-hmm. You got pulled chicken all week.
Oh, a cake
mixer.
Yeah, you can use a cake mixer to like
Who's
shred
got
your
a
chicken.
Cake mixer. Wait, what is it? What's a cake mixer?
The hand mixers.
Yeah.
A hand mixer.
Yeah, what is that
a
called?
Hand mixer.
A hand mixer. It's a hand mixer.
Yeah.
I feel like
you can use forks too,
but that's more work.
But this one's satisfying. Faster. It's just like, psh, it's so fun.
How is your steamed artichoke?
I make steamed artichoke all the time.
Really?
Like probably like at least 3 times a month.
Oh my gosh.
Because artichokes are like superfoods. They're like so good for you.
What do you They're like tasty. To garnish your artichoke?
Because
like,
I steam them. I probably
oil,
like oversteam
butter?
Them because then, you know, you're supposed to like eat the leaves.
Right.
Or like pull the meat of the artichoke off the leaves. So I usually make different dips. So last night I made like a spicy like ginger garlic miso dip.
Ooh.
Right? It was really good.
Oh my gosh.
And he brought none
for us.
Yeah, interesting.
So easy.
So we're here just having coffee.
You're welcome.
Some of us are hungry, man.
You're welcome. Well, guess what? You no longer get any croissants that I brought today. You're welcome.
I want it all. I want it all.
No complaints allowed.
Fine.
How long do you have to cook an artichoke in the Instapot?
It's like 30 minutes.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah. I thought it was going to be longer.
No, because it's a pressure, you pressure cook them.
Ooh.
So that's what makes it go like a lot quicker.
Do you like eating the heart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the heart's the best part.
Yeah, so good.
Eat its heart.
Yeah, the heart's the best part.
But yeah, Will left his burrito in his car for 3 days.
Oh, I was close.
Three days.
Did he get sick? He says he didn't, but he also has like a lot of gastrointestinal distress.
Yeah. Maybe because he's eating food that's been sitting for 3 days.
The microbiome.
I was going to say maybe his gut microbiome is just messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. From it scares
his choices. From his life choices.
That's nasty. Will, you nasty.
Yeah. Will, I'm
we
worried
love
about
you.
You.
Ew.
All right, let's do another question. Becky, what do you think? Lore, okay. Video staff, or random for fun?
I think I'll go with lore.
Lore?
Lore.
Who was at first skeptical about Eat the Menu and who was skeptical about Without a Recipe?
Oh, I don't know.
Who was skeptical about Eat the Menu? I assume like Rachel was probably skeptical about Eat the Menu.
Yes. You got it?
And Without a Recipe, who would be not certain about Without a Recipe? Eugene?
No, but close. Matt.
I'm skeptical about everything.
No, it was Zach.
I was going to say
I was thinking Zach too. I
because
was
Zach isn't good at cooking. So he's like, I don't know how I'm supposed to excel or be talent in this. But
you don't have to be good at cooking.
You don't have to be good. True. That's the whole point.
Yeah, yeah, I knew it wasn't Keith. So I was deducing from there and I was like, I don't know if Zach would.
Yeah.
Do you guys think you could, how do you think you'd do in Without a Recipe?
I would be awful.
I feel like it depends what it is.
That's the one thing I would never
be in. I feel
like
I could really nail it or.
Yeah.
Never.
You know.
What? Why would you never be in it?
Stress.
Yeah.
And I can't cook. I mean, I cook with a recipe. That's how I cook.
Yeah.
I can do it with a recipe.
You're like, it's
Becky's recipe? Gonna have her own series called Becky with a Recipe.
Yeah.
Becky with a Recipe.
I was watching
that. It has a good ring to it.
If there's a recipe, I'll follow it. I'll follow it to a T. I'll get out all my little measuring spoons. I'll make it exactly as they say to make it.
Yeah.
Perfection.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't guess. I don't do things by feeling.
No.
I read the 10 paragraphs about what that woman did on her day.
Recipe is like the starting point, you know, because then I always change and add and like do different stuff. Even if it's my first time with a recipe, I always change it.
But you can cook. You steam artichokes 3 times a month. Yeah. Like Matt.
You could do it too in your Instapot.
I can
Instapot scares me. I already told you.
I can barely cook in front of like guests when they come over. Like I like to have like my little hall mom.
Henny and I do sit on the windowsill because our couch is on the window, and I'll put him on the windowsill and I call it neighborhood watch.
The
that's
neighborhood
cute. And as people like drive by, he like follows them with his eyes and we're like, what are you doing today? Neighborhood watch. Gotta keep an eye on my neighborhood.
Yes.
Is he starting to like certain things?
Oh yeah. I think what he's actually starting to do is not like certain things. His favorite thing to do is if he like doesn't want water or he doesn't want whatever the food is, he goes like this.
Stop.
No.
And he like will push my hands away. He's like,
Dunzo.
He loves oranges. He's gonna turn into an orange.
Orange.
He sits there and he very seriously eats bite by bite the orange because you have to like take all the pith off, like all the white stuff.
Just all the vitamin C. He's gonna have such good skin.
Yeah.
I will say he's obsessed with his mom.
He's a stalker.
Yeah. He's so cute. Like I was like trying to get him to smile and he just like kind of be looking me up and down. And then Becky would be behind me and like do like literally breathe. And he's just like, that's my mom. That's my mom.
I know. Well, Becky, you're leaving him for the first time.
I am. I'm abandoning
your child.
Abandoning my child at home.
For how many days?
Just 2 nights and then it's like 2 nights and then like a half day. So we're leaving. Matt and I are taking a romantic getaway weekend together.
Yes.
Lovely.
It'll be so fun.
Because I've never left Henny. I mean, other than the first 6 weeks of his life when he lived somewhere else. After that point, yeah. I have never been away from him for more than like a couple hours.
Right.
Mama needs a break.
Yeah. Mama needs just like, I think just like mentally it will be good to give up control.
Yeah.
Fully. Because I have another friend who has two kids and she said, she's like, even when I had COVID and I was staying in the back house, she's like, if there were a fire or something like really bad, you could run into the house.
Right.
You still had the ability to be there. She's like, I think you just need to be somewhere where there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
So you just need to
relinquish control.
Yeah.
Let
figure
it go.
Out how to make that little separation in your brain.
Right.
Yeah. And just take a break. Also,
take a break.
I know. I was wondering if I'd be able to sleep in. I'm like, will I be able to sleep in, or will I just wake up? Like, we haven't used an alarm clock in months.
Yeah,
Henny O'Clock.
Is Henny O'Clock? He's a pretty good alarm clock. He wakes up at 6 every day.
Oh,
yeah. He's just sort of like, dee, dee, dee.
Yeah,
he sort
like,
of
yeah, with
sings
the light.
A song. Yeah, we're like, okay, hello.
Yeah. So, are you nervous? Yep.
I'm not nervous in terms of being like, I don't think Keith could take care of him. Yeah. Like, he's very capable and does take care of him a lot.
Yeah.
But I think I'm nervous of like, I'm missing him.
Yeah.
And like, he's just like such a big part of my day. Yeah. That's going to be weird. Yeah.
He's your little best friend.
He's my best friend. He's my stalker.
He's obsessed.
Mm. Like, what am I going to do without my little stalker? Mm. Mm. His sweet little head and his smell.
I mean, that's what they say. The hardest thing is for parents, right? Letting go. You got to let them go. Let them live.
Oh, yeah. And definitely like before having him, I was like, oh, my God. If we want to go on vacation, we just drop him off at my parents' house. You know,
easy peasy.
And then you're like, I miss you. Oh. I miss my little moosh.
Yeah.
But no, it'll be good. I think it's needed. It's a good break. Mother's Day is coming up.
Yes. Mother's Day is coming up.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Truth.
True.
Very true.
Do you guys have any plans? Any? Are you going to eat and hang out?
Yeah,
talk?
We're going to eat. We're going a short drive from LA, you know, just like two or so hours away. Just be able to relax.
Yeah. Is your mom coming into town? No.
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 Just relax. Just get some good food.
I love
food,
that, though. Betsy.
Get some good wine.
Me, Matt, and Betsy.
You know, be in nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Low key.
Kind of like have plans, but not really have plans. Because that's also the thing about Matt. He'll say, we don't need any plans, and then send me a notes app of like, I did make a few reservations.
Well, you want to have some things to structure so you're not just like all chaotic, you know, all over the place.
Yeah, but it's very loose.
We don't want too much.
Loose plans.
Yeah.
You know?
Because Matt's also been working very hard. And Eugene's working very hard.
Yeah.
So Eugene needs his alone time.
Eugene, I need my alone time from Eugene.
From Eugene.
Becky needs her alone time from Henny. I need my alone time from Eugene.
Both of our babies.
Both of our babies.
He's writing.
Up a storm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's always like writing and editing and writing. It's like a never ending cycle.
All right. Any other big plans for the trip?
That's really it.
That's it.
It's like trying to relax, sleep in.
Yeah. Any TV?
Have some
wine. Do you guys watch TV together?
I'm sure we'll find something.
Yeah, there'll probably be something on at night.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the final episode of The Final Look.
Oh.
Watch that one.
Yeah.
I've been saving it.
I fell off The Final Look. I haven't watched since like the first episodes.
All right, let's do another question.
Questions.
Maggie, lore, video, staff, or random for fun?
For fun.
What is the acronym BAE short for?
BAE?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually don't know. BAE?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't know that it was an acronym.
You thought it was like short for baby?
Yeah.
Or just like something cute?
Yeah.
That's what is it?
Isn't it beyond all else?
Yes.
Or like
before
all else. Yeah.
Oh, I have heard that before.
Yeah.
Bae.
He's my bae.
Oh, I did not know that. Bae. You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really think that it was an acronym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just showed up as a word one day.
It just makes sense as bae. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bae feels right.
This makes sense.
That was a really strong era. That was me in high school, I think, was bae.
Oh.
It was big. Everybody had a bae.
What's the bae of now then?
Oh, what do you guys say? What nicknames do you guys have?
Bub.
Bub. Aw.
I call Keith Babers, but I think we talked about that on the podcast. Really? Before.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I know that. That's cute.
Yeah, Keith's in my phone as my neighbor's neighbors. I think it was because I didn't like baby.
Yeah.
And babe also sounded.
Yeah.
But what do people say for bae now?
For bae?
Like, what's the new?
Like, the general term.
Yeah. For a while, it was boo. But I think that might have even.
It was boo.
That was like, I feel like boo was before bae.
Yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You still,
let us know.
Let us know in the comments.
What's the new phrase? I'm clueless.
What's the sit?
Yeah, because you call Eugene Gigi still?
Like, every once in a while.
Hmm.
Not as much.
Not always.
No. Only when not always. He's usually Eugene.
I want to do a random run for 300.
Okay. How fast can cheetahs run?
Oh,
this
my
one
God.
Is a surprise.
So fast. So fast.
So fast.
Probably like 96 miles an hour or something.
Whoa. That's kind of fast.
Yeah.
For a cheetah, I know that like watching them, I was like, wow, that's freaking fast. But going, so fast. I imagine going 96 in a car, and I don't think a cheetah can keep up with 96. I'm going to go with.
Cheetahs are like the 65. Speed of light.
65 is closer.
I'm going to split the difference and do like 76.
Oh my gosh, Becky, you win.
Oh,
it was 76 miles per hour.
75.
Becky went over. She went over.
I went over. Price is Right rules. I'm just qualified.
I win.
Maggie wins. She's the closest without going over. That is really fast.
That is so fast.
Like your car example, it's like 75. I don't even know when the last time I was going 75.
Yeah.
On the highway.
In a car.
On the freeway.
I feel like I'm always at 65. Yeah. I never go higher than 65.
You're always in the right lane.
Everyone knows Rainey's driving. She's the far right.
Yeah.
Do you get honked at a lot?
Yeah, I've gotten honked at. And I'm just like, I can't go faster than this. This is too scary.
Oh my God. Good for you, though. I don't let other people's honking mess me up either. Yeah. I'm like, be free. Yes. Go around.
Go around.
Go around.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
You're like, go around.
Go around.
I get so scared when somebody honks
people
at me.
Don't misconstrue the hand movements, you know?
They can think whatever they want. Go around. Shoo.
Yeah.
I never honk at people for going too slow. You just go around.
You just go around.
You just tailgate them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I also am just like, when somebody honks at me, this is my least favorite thing in the world. When somebody honks at me, but there's a pedestrian that they can't see. So they're like, go.
Yes.
And I'm like, don't tell me what
happened
to do.
To me last week on the freeway. I was going like 70 miles an hour.
This is so scary.
You do. It was like a 4-lane highway. A man just appeared out of nowhere, ran across the freeway. My car made all sorts of heinous noises. And the car behind me goes into the shoulder, which is not that big. Some shoulders are really small. He almost hits me, and he's honking at me because he's like, why are you honking so hard? And then in my rear view, the man is in the shoulder. He's in the shoulder, almost hits the man.
Oh my gosh.
It was so bad. I don't know what. Mm. Yeah.
Ooh.
So be careful, y'all. You never know when someone's going to.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Don't go around.
I know. I was on my way to work, and I was like, if that could have been so horrible,
traumatic. Yeah. Yeah.
But luckily, it was all okay. But be careful. Stay.
Also, somebody
vigilant.
Walking across the highway,
running,
scary.
Like almost got hit by multiple
That's
people.
Insane.
It was crazy.
Highway, oh my gosh. Yeah. Los Angeles has wild, just crazy people. Like just it makes me so
That's
nervous.
That's like eight lanes. If
yeah.
You're trying to go
yeah. That. Anyways,
let's do another question. I'll take staff for 300, please.
Ooh, staff for 300.
Money.
Which of the following staff members were really into football for a while? So these are the options.
Okay.
Kaylin, Devin, MJ, or Jonathan?
For a while. That means past tense.
Yeah.
Past tense.
No more.
Not anymore.
Is it sexist to say Jonathan? Because he's the one boy of the four that you listed.
He's not the answer. I think he's watched football. He actually has talked about it. He's like, I don't really care about it, but it is nice. It's a nice way for me to connect with like my family.
Oh,
which is sweet.
That's so.
But
he would.
He would.
That.
Well,
sweet.
He's
guy.
Editing this. Hopefully, that
okay.
True.
I'm gonna say Kaylin because she loves boys.
Oh, that's a good
for
answer.
The, I think for the boy aspect of it,
the boy part,
it's, and also
she's
Taylor
a true,
Swift.
She's a true fan
because of Travis Kelce.
That's exactly it. She's
wow.
like
she's
it's
a
the
true
most,
fan girl. She loves to fan.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She is number one fan.
Yeah,
and so no more into
not anymore. I think she's she has to fan over a lot of things, so she doesn't have time for football anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, but she is like it's the ultimate fan.
Maybe next season.
Oh, she is the number one fan.
Yeah,
if there's someone you need a fan for. Or a thing that you need a fan for? Kaylin will be your fan.
She's a fangirl. Truth.
She's a great fan.
Truth. Yeah, she's a great fan.
She's a great fan. I think she's like a positive fan.
Yeah.
She's not a toxic fan.
No, you know she just loves.
She's a positive fan.
She's a lover, not a hater. Yeah.
So I would go with Kaylin was into it. And then maybe, who was the other options?
Devin and MJ.
I really can't see MJ getting into football. No, that would really surprise me.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll go with Devin.
Yeah. But no, Kaylin is it. Kaylin's
the
answer.
It was just one. Okay, I thought it was two. I was like, oh no. Kaylin.
Yeah. I mean, she's like everybody. And I'm sort of jealous of people who are really into football. I've come around. At first I judged football, and now I'm just like, honestly, they're having a blast. They're locked into their program. They're looking forward to it every week. Oh, I'm like, I'm actually jealous of you.
I wish I understood it.
I know.
I've tried so hard. Keith will explain every once in a while, and I'm like, I still don't get it.
There's too many rules.
Too many rules.
And they go backwards. They go forwards. I'm like, and I think the big problem is it's so big of a field and so many players. Like basketball is smaller. Mm-hmm. So I think it's easier to understand and see. But with football, I'm just like, it's just too busy.
Yeah.
It's too busy.
We went to a hockey game a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
It's fun.
Hockey.
Really?
We watched the LA Kings and the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh,
which I'm like, yeah, it was really fun. I hadn't been to
Ducks
a hockey
fly
game.
Together.
Exactly. I hadn't been to a hockey game in like 10 years because I used to go growing up to the Ducks games. Yeah.
You did?
Once or twice, but like field trips and things like the Ducks, and it was local. So we would go
see them body check
more
each
often
other.
Than. Yeah. It was just like a rite of living in Orange County. Like you went and saw the Angels, you went and saw the Ducks.
The Ducks.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's so funny how like people have random field trips based on like where they are. Like 100%. Everyone in Denver have spent 4 Mile Historic Park. No, nobody else outside of Denver knows what that is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What did you guys, what was your field trip in your town?
It was like the children's like science center.
Oh,
you know
I mean? Yeah.
Like museum stuff.
Yeah.
We were hashtag blast because we were like 35 minutes away from Chicago. Gosh. So
true,
we had the Field Museum, the Museum of Science and Industry.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
The Shed.
Whoa.
There are lots of good museums. We actually went also with like our theater classes to a lot of Broadway shows. Broadway in Chicago is really popular. Oh.
Performances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The arts in Chicago are not talking about enough
because
it's
big.
Rampant. Mm-hmm. But people think of it as New York.
Yeah.
But Chicago really.
Chicago's got some good shit.
Yeah.
They got some good shit.
Yeah. Did you ever watch a play that was like too scary for you? Like it was too old for you when you saw it?
She's like, Chicago.
Or movies too.
Yeah, Chicago. Old. Chicago. I really didn't like it.
Anti-Chicago.
I was like, No, I don't think I ever watched anything that I was like,
Yeah, I guess like teachers theater, probably are better. Yeah, better. Instead of just like pulling.
I mean, there were certainly. Movie. Yeah, there were certainly like college shows that I went to that I was like,
What
the fuck? I'm like, glad I didn't get that one.
Yeah. For auditioning. I guess we were just talking about Popkin of like auditioning and getting rejected. There's so much in theater and in film. Mm-hmm. Like my sister's going through that right now because she's in theater. Mm. And it's just like there's so many no's and only a few yeses.
Mostly no's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be
ready for a lot of rejection.
Yeah. But I went to the Children's Museum recently with my friend who has two kids. I had so much fun. I was like
the one in downtown.
Well, this one was in Denver.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It was over Christmas break, but I was like, adults should be going to this.
They have fun
stuff.
They're fun.
It's really cool.
Children's museums are fun.
Yeah, very hands-on. Mm. And they're teaching me things that I like don't know about, honestly. Because it's like stuff like physics, where it's like, I haven't thought about physics in a long time.
Forgot about them.
I never thought about physics.
The centripetal force.
Never have.
Yes.
Never got there.
Centripetal force is one of them. And I was like,
Force.
Yeah, and it's like, I've heard of this, but I it keeps coming up, but I don't actually know what it is.
My brain hasn't flexed it in a bit, so this is a nice refresher.
Yeah. So Kaylin, big fangirl. Football. Okay. Football is fan culture.
It tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maggie, what's another cat category?
Lore.
Okay. Why? Oh, this is funny. Why did Roy Troy take a picture of Eugene's cake while judging without a recipe?
Because he was so disturbed by it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm. He was like, I want to remember the worst day of my life.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That's really funny.
He just
worst
came up,
day of my life.
Shout out to Roy Choi.
Shout out Roy Choi.
On my New York Times cooking app. It was like a recipe by Roy. It was like somebody and Roy Choi.
Oh, yum. Love
that.
Yeah, I'm sure it was delicious. Was it good?
I didn't make it. I was just like, I know. Are you guys on New York Times cooking?
I am.
Yes, I am.
I love that place.
I love the last thing I made, which has been a couple months, but I was collecting all the cookie things at Christmas time because I love cookies.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't made anything since. Now you're reminding me that I should look and see what's going on.
And I think people should support newspapers, but also if you maybe weren't able to support a newspaper at this time and they only let you look at three recipes during XYZ time, make sure you take screenshots.
Yes.
There are certain That's recipes true. That before I subscribed to it that I was like, it keeps cutting off this recipe.
And I want to see what the remainder.
And so I saved it in a screenshot.
Screenshot.
Yeah.
Screenshot.
Yeah.
Life hack. Should we do, we've got, oh my gosh, I forgot about this. Two books and a Wattpad. The time is now.
The time is now.
So we've got some, some stories for Matt to read. And two of these are books and one of these is a Wattpad.
And Wattpad, for those who don't know, was like the predecessor to fan fiction.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I was not a Wattpad girl. Kaylin could explain it better than I could.
It's like, my understanding is it's just like people writing in, writing their hearts, their thoughts,
their imaginations.
Yeah.
God, I want to marry this woman or collar her or cage her. I wanted to own her, make her, take her. I wanted us on this old carpet forever.
What?
With her hair coming undone and her nipples hard and her naughty pussy milking my dick for everything it was worth.
No.
Why is the carpet old?
That's the phrasing you had a question in. Not naughty pussy.
I mean, that makes more sense than old carpet. Forever.
So we're guessing if this is a real book or if it's a Wattpad.
I'm guessing it's a book.
Yeah. It's Priest, our favorite.
Oh.
A resurgence of Priest.
Oh, wow.
Priest is
that
back.
That one is pretty explicit.
Yeah.
Priest is. Yeah.
That one is rated R for sure.
For sure.
R+.
And okay, so next one.
Okay.
It wasn't a monster come to eat me. It was this monster come to eat me out. Sounds like Cookie Monster.
I'm gonna pee my pants on this couch. The monster come to eat me out. That's gotta be a Wattpad.
That does sound
that sounds like an 18 year old.
It sounds like it is trying hard, yeah.
It's not a Wattpad.
What?
That is published.
A monster?
This is
writing about
it's
monster
George,
sex?
George R. R. Martin.
It's monster sex.
This is Ice Planet Barbarians.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
which
yeah,
is
yeah.
I feel like I've heard it's a big one.
It's a big smut book.
Yeah. But
I've heard about it from Kaylin.
Yep. All right, last one.
Okay. My back fucking hurts. I keep being slammed against it. My arms fucking hurt too. They've been around Keena's neck for too damn long, helping the man keep me up, clinging to him for dear life. I could tell that Keenan was also annoyed. Having the need to carry my weight with his thighs and arms for minutes? Although this man's dick size is impressive, Keenan Jr. had slipped out twice already. What do you think about Keenan Jr., Becky?
I like the voice you take on when you're being a saucy girl. Keenan Jr.
Kind of a complaining.
A lot of complaining in this Wattpad. What was this Wattpad called?
It was called Writhing 101.
Writhing?
Writhing.
Writhing.
There is a lot of writhing in smut books.
Yeah. I didn't finish it though, so I don't know what happened with her and Keenan.
I mean, and Keenan Jr. Way to find out.
That was funny.
That was good.
Okay, so we have some advice questions for Margaret from our audience.
Oh.
Hello, all. I absolutely love your podcast. Thank you for all of your fantastic advice and sharing all of your personal stories. I often start my day by listening to the pod and find it is an uplifting way to start my day. Oh, we love to hear that. We love uplifting you.
Mm-hmm.
So here is my question. I recently started my first shift nursing night shift nursing position this year. Oh. It's been about 8 months since I've been in this role. Lately, I've been struggling with my sleep schedule. For context, nursing is a second career for me, so I am older than the average brand new nurse right out of school. However, this isn't my first night shift role. I worked as a patient care technician for nearly 3 years before graduating and becoming a nurse. I was able to get into a good rhythm. Woo, it's the two cups of coffee. It's the two cups of coffee, no food. Woo. I was able to get in a good rhythm for managing my sleep during the time in my mid to late 20s. However, I think as I'm getting older, my body is having more issues adjusting to the night shift. The thought of switching to day shift initially is intriguing, but I don't know that I'm a strong enough nurse yet to handle the extra things that come up on day shift. I also really don't think I want to find a different position either because I really love being a NICU nurse. Ah, we love you, NICU nurses. And watching the babies get better is the best part of my job. Aww. I work at a regional care center, so there aren't other options nearby. I know I'll get, I'm like, oh my God, was this one of my nurses? We were at a regional center. I know I'll get better at my role as I continue to get more experience, but I'm worried that night shift will become increasingly more difficult before I'm ready to switch days. Do you have any tips or tricks for how either you or someone that you know has been successful at managing a night shift schedule, especially if they found it getting more difficult as they got older? Thank you so much. Appreciate all your help. Sincerely, an exhausted nurse.
Oh, well, I know night shift like is not necessarily for everyone. I've met people that like fully thrive on it and have done it like their entire careers, but it is completely normal to kind of struggle with that as well. What I did personally, when I was working 12-hour night shifts, I would try and work three shifts in a row so it wasn't disrupting my sleep mm-hmm. schedule to like multiple times throughout the week. Yeah. So that was always difficult to reroute kind of and go back to like a day shift schedule kind of thing. But I mean, they are 12-hour shifts. So sometimes three in a row, if you're not like prepared, like you haven't done meal prep, you haven't done laundry, you kind of feel like you're just trying to survive.
Yeah.
So I think my recommendation, if you are able to, is trying to do three in a row. That's not necessarily for everyone, but trying your best to not self-correct too much on the days following. So what I would try and do is on my days off after my stretch of three, I would try and wake up at 1 or 2, and then I would be tired enough to go to bed at a reasonable hour, say like 10, 11, and then move on. But it was really rough. I recently took on a new position and I wanted to get PICU experience, and all the PICU managers all wanted me to hire me to straight nights for like 2 years or indefinitely or rotating.
Oh my God.
And I wasn't willing. I was like, I don't think I'm like built for night shift anymore. Yeah. So like, I just kept looking. So I was like, I can't, I've did it for 5 years. I can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. I know you also said in your question that you feel like it's night shift is a good pace, and there are pros and cons to starting off on night shift. One, I really liked it in the beginning because I was still paying off my school loans and there was like a bit of a differential, but also the pace is a little slower. Your phone's not ringing as much. There aren't rounds going on. So like orders aren't getting updated in real time. So you can kind of really take your time with your patients and like organize things for the next shift.
Oh. And in the NICU, you don't have a lot of parents around at 2 a.m.
So like you really want to feel like, I definitely recommend for new grads, like taking your time, researching, understanding your patient population. And then I know you're going to feel a little disoriented going to day shift because there's just going to like the pace is going to be a lot faster, but that'll come with time.
Yeah.
And like, if you have like a strong basis, like you can do anything. You got it. You got it.
You got it.
Yeah.
What is PICU?
PICU is pediatric ICU.
Oh.
So I have step down ICU experience, but basically if you ever wanted to go and be like a float nurse at any other hospital, or let's say you wanted to be like in flight or like transport, or like a lot of different positions want ICU experience. So I always felt like, okay, that's like my next thing that I want to get underneath my belt. But there's only so many places that you can get PICU experience in the Los Angeles area, and they're all hiring nights. So I'm like, I don't see that in the cards unless someone's like willing to do days, but they have to be fair to the rest of their staff.
Right. Right. The people who've been there longer.
Yeah.
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 So at the end of like a 3 12-hour shifts, what are you just going home and sleeping immediately?
I try. I mean, sometimes I would go to the grocery store. Sometimes I would do a little house chores.
Ooh.
But showering, sleeping immediately. Blackout curtains.
Blackout curtains.
So intense.
Yeah.
Is day shift really that much more challenging than night shift?
It's floor to floor for sure. But in my experience, it's a little easier to kind of just focus on taking care of your patients when there's less like PT, OT, like all the interdisciplinary teams, like social work coming in. And like the nurse is usually like the middle person between all that and making sure everyone's talking to each other, because people show up at different times and you really want to know what's going on with your patients as people are going in. So it's kind of hard to juggle that many people writing notes and writing orders on people. So you kind of just have to be a little faster. You have to know where all your resources are. If something's like a computer's not working or anything, you need to know how to like delegate and ask for help or have someone write a ticket for you and like understand the flow of the hospital.
Right.
And then NICU, where she's at, nobody gets discharged at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So all the discharges are happening in the mornings.
Yeah.
After they do the rounds, talking to the doctor.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So there's a lot. Like I remember our nurses had usually three or four babies. Mm-hmm. And like, you could be trying to checking out or discharging a baby would take like so long, because if your nurse was discharging someone, but your kid was having like an episode, they would have to stop that, go do that.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was a lot of like,
yeah, mm-hmm.
right.
You had to be in like eight places at once for one person. And then the times when we stopped by at night, it was obviously like a lot quieter.
Mm.
It was usually the parents who were working during the day, but still not really. The latest we ever went was like 11, I think. And it was very, very like minimal.
Right.
And sometimes there's just like pressure to discharge at a certain hour. So you'll like be managing something in another room, and then you'll have either management or someone else being like, if you don't get this patient out before 12, they get billed for another hospital day. So hurry up. It's like,
oh,
okay.
My gosh.
So you're like, okay, let me try. I'm one person.
Yeah. Oh, but, the stakes are high.
Yeah. The stakes are high.
Yeah.
Higher. So you just need to learn to work under pressure and be efficient.
Another thing is, just think about it. Anyone who works on night shifts is to listen to your body, right? Because like changing your sleep routines may be messing you. Like everyone's like built different and does things. So she's obviously notified it's not working. So she needs to figure out what's going to work for her body and find like the right routine.
I think the hardest thing for me is like understanding when to eat too. There'd be like moments where I'd be like, shaking, and I'm like, do I just need to eat right now, or am I just sleep deprived?
Like having caffeine later in the day, like all that. I feel like I get a tummy ache. Like,
absolutely.
When I was having like coffee at like 3 a.m., I was like, ooh.
There's something that acidic, like
doesn't sit well, and it's like, well, I can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do?
How many for each patient? Like, how many nurses are there? Like,
it depends on the floor. So ICU. Can vary. It could be 1-to-1. It could be 1-to-2.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Typically. I mean, California has ratios that other states don't. So it really, really depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's like the hospital is not as busy, but like there's people all around. Like there's plenty of nurses.
Mm.
Some.
Depends.
Really. Depends.
It depends. Yeah. Thankfully, where I worked, I felt supported.
Good.
But that's
Good.
Not always the case.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Maggie. And thank you, our night shift NICU nurse.
Yeah. We love you.
We
hope you get
workers.
Some sleep.
I know.
We hope you can figure this out.
White noise machine, definitely.
Yeah.
For,
maybe some
night shift workers. Yeah. Sometimes like gardeners or whoever, neighbors would wake me up. So white noise machine was also good. You can download a free app on your phone.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for writing in.
You can actually do it. If you have an iPhone, there's a noise machine in accessibility.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
The mommies found it.
Oh,
showed me. You can turn on white noise from your phone. Huh. But you have to have an iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we hope you get some sleep. We hope you can manage the schedule.
Yeah.
In a way that works for you. And if you need to go to days, girl, go to days. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Believe in yourself.
Don't be afraid. Yeah.
It'll be an adjustment, but if it's what's going to make you feel the best, do what's going to make your body feel the best.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, guys, that takes us to the end. That takes us all the way. We're done. We've done it. We've plogged at Maggie's house.
It's a remote pod.
Our remote pod.
Remote pod.
Our roam pod.
Roam pod.
The roaming pod.
Oh.
Love. The roaming pod.
That's such a pretty way of phrasing. The boys are like, plog. And we're like, roaming.
The roaming plug. Until next time, make sure you guys are washing your hands, peeing after sex, registering to vote. Make sure you're voting, getting waxed and vaxed for all the things you need to get waxed and vaxed for, and getting some sleep. We hope everyone's taking care of their sleep hygiene. And until next time, bye.
Bye.